Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, I'll reread from a Paul Walsh story in the Star Tribune, because Paul, who cranks out stories on a regular basis for the trip, I think he captures this very well, and then we can jump in and chat with Larry McKenzie, the successful coach from Minneapolis North. Here's from Paul's story in the Tribune today. The fallout is continuing from last week's dispute over a Trump reelection flag being displayed by fans of Jordan High School at a boys' basketball game during his game against visiting Minneapolis Roosevelt. Jordan has pulled out of an invitational basketball event scheduled for today, MLK Day, obviously, being hosted by Minneapolis Roosevelt. Jordan was to have played Minneapolis Patrick Henry. Larry McKenzie is kind enough to join us, the head coach at Minneapolis North. And you know, my screen is locked in, Shaletta, so I need you to punch up, Larry. That'd be great. I appreciate that. Larry, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. When you first learned about what took place last week at Jordan High School, what was your initial reaction?
Well, you know, I mean, so I have to be honest. I mean, initially, you know, my question was really what was trying to be communicated. You know, I mean, obviously, I don't think the situation with, the flag and Make America Great Again is something that probably had been done before. So you know, there was probably some intentions about sending a message, you know, to Roosevelt High School. And, you know, probably in the sense of intimidating and that kind of stuff. And it just, you know, unfortunate, I mean, Chad, because I see it as kind of a, you know, it's almost like, you know, we're turning back the hands of time in terms of what's going on. The other side of it is, though, you know, I mean, it's the beauty of living in this country around freedom of speech and being able to express, you know, oneself. And I mean, I've been other places around the world where people don't have those opportunities. And so sometimes while we may disagree and we may not like it, I mean, it is, you know, one of the things that make this country different than many places around the world.
Well, let me just bounce off this idea. And this is part of what I said last week, Larry. I go, I don't know 100% what was in the mind of the heart of the kids at Jordan who did this. But here's what I do know. In the last 2 years, and really even 2.5 years, including when candidate Trump was running, too many times it has popped up when it's primarily at a school where it's made up of more whites than people of color, and then a team comes and there's greater diversity on the team, and all of a sudden out of nowhere there's a flag either for the president or for candidate Trump. And I, again, don't know the mind and heart of every time that happens, but this wasn't happening before. I don't get why any candidate or president should have a banner at an event where it's a high school competition. You may love the president, you may have disdain for the president, but this is happening. And act like this hasn't been a bit of a direct physical or mental or visual shot at people of color who are coming to these arenas, to me, is rather naive to suggest that.
Yeah, and you know, Chad, I mean, you also have to ask the question, right? Because obviously games are supervised by adults, you know what I'm saying, in terms of the people that was in charge. I mean, as soon as that was recognized, I mean, why wasn't there some appropriate action taken? And to your point, I mean, you know, let's be fair about this, right? Could you imagine? I mean, let's turn the tides. Had a, you know, a out-state team arrived at Roosevelt or Patrick Henry or, you know, any of the city schools, and you know, there would have been a large contingent of folks around Black Lives Matter. I mean, we remember all the upheaval last year in regards to Colin Kaepernick and, you know, kids not standing for the flag. And so the sadness about this is that, you know, if it matters on one side, it has to matter on the other side. I think the biggest thing is the unfortunate thing about this, and I posted this quote yesterday, you know, one of the beauties of sports is, and Nelson Mandela said this, you know, sports has had the ability, right, to eliminate a lot of the challenges around race relations and all those kind of things. And I think it's unfortunate by the decision of the Jordan athletic department not to allow those kids to participate in the ML Play Classic. I mean, this is truly an opportunity for life lessons. You know what I'm saying? And so what are we messaging? What are we really messaging to our young people when we go on the defensive in regards to this incident instead of really saying, you know, what a perfect in this sign of times and all of the stuff that we have going on. This was certainly an opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to not only include the basketball game, but to bring both of those teams or teams together and have a discussion about race relations, you know what I'm saying, and how do we make our country better and those kind of things. So I think we missed an opportunity to use it as a teaching moment versus to go into defensive mode and to draw a line in the sand and, you know, and I'm really afraid of the repercussions because what other teams are not going to want to now as right. we look at scheduling. So Minneapolis City Schools, what teams are not going to want to play because of these kind of incidents? I mean, you know, and they won't even extend an opportunity to come out to those, you know, to play the outstate schools. So I think there could be a lot more to this than just this isolated incident.
You know Henry well. You coached there from 97 to 06. Let me get to this part of the story. The Henry coach, Jameel Jackson, said event organizers have been told that Jordan High School was fearful something might happen to their players if they came to Roosevelt to play, calling that totally unjustifiable. Do you think they should have had any fear whatsoever?
Absolutely not. I mean, and that's what I'm saying. And so, again, from the adults, I mean, whoever's making this decision should have certainly said that that was nonsense. I mean, obviously, to be honest with you, there would probably be a lot of precaution to make sure that there was no incident and anything happened, and those kids would have been, you know, really watched and protected. So, again, I think you missed an opportunity. And Ted, that's one of the things that we have to deal with oftentimes. People don't understand for us is how hard it is. You know, I rarely will get teams that want to come play us at Minneapolis North, or even when I was at Minneapolis Henry, at night. You know what I'm saying? And so it just perpetuates the stereotypes and all of those other kinds of things. I mean, and I wondered, did they feel that when Roosevelt traveled to Jordan, should have the Roosevelt kids or staff felt that, you know, I mean, even based with the flag, I mean, did they take safety precautions, security precautions? Should those kids have felt unsafe in that environment?
Right. So let me pick up on what you just said. So when you've coached at Henry for as long as you did, now North, are there schools that flat out will tell you, we are fearful of coming to either location at night, or is it just you believe that's the reason why they're not coming?
No, absolutely, Chad. I've seen copies of text messages that go out to parents saying, be careful, we're playing Minneapolis North today, blah, 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 blah. Yes, I mean, we've had teams that tell us outright, you know, coach, you know, you can come out and play us. But, yes, I mean, it happens. And I can tell you I've dealt with it for 20 years.
Larry McKenzie with us, Patrick Henry for 9-plus years, Minneapolis North now, 2013. The continuing fallout with Jordan and Patrick Henry and what took place with a game that was scheduled, what happened with Minneapolis Roosevelt, also with this game scheduled. Let me ask you this, because I'm getting the text again where some people are mad that when Henry played last week that – they were in the locker room for the national anthem, whereas at home they come out for a different song before the games. Obviously, this has been a national story. Colin Kaepernick, Marshawn Lynch, and others. What is your feeling about the decision that the folks at Henry have made this year, maybe other years of late, about when they come out and when they don't come out for the anthem?
You know what I mean? That, so, you know, I can't speak on what Henry does. I know that, you know, at Minneapolis North, I mean, we still play the national anthem. Our kids stand for the song. I mean, you know, and again, I mean, what people got to, and I hope that those same people that are responding about Henry not coming out and playing, you know, the playing of the Black National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing, if they're upset with that, they have to be upset with the situation in Georgia. Two wrongs cannot make a right. And
right.
That, I mean, to me, and that's where we, it's okay for what happened in Jordan, and that's justified because Henry does not come out for the national anthem. You know what I'm saying? And so those are again, to me, opportunities for both sides. How do we take those things and build on them? How do we have discussions about, you know, breaking down barriers? And that's been the beauty of sports. And so I think it's a missed opportunity. And to be honest with you, I keep saying this. Our biggest problems are not our young people. It's not our kids. It's the adults. Because it's the adults that are now drawing the line in the sand and are making these decisions for the young folks. And so instead of figuring out a way, how do we have some discussions and try to begin to resolve some of these things, now we're continuing to say, you know, we're just taking sides. And that's not gonna bring anybody closer in regards to race relations or any other kinds of issues that we currently have in this country.
So if we would have had the game today, which I would have preferred also, and you would have had the kids shake hands before the game and act like this is a normal game, or maybe even make it unique in how they greeted each other, what sort of statement do you think that would have sent?
I think that would have spoke volumes. You know what I'm saying? I think this was – so, you know, we've had we've had a long relationship with, like, Rusher Peterson and Caledonia, who comes down to our school. We travel out to them. You know, every opportunity we get, not only do we play the game, but our kids – both whether they're in Minneapolis or Rusher Peterson, you know, we have a meal together. We use that as an opportunity of not just competing against one another, but letting our kids get to know each other. You know, because of those relationships, I mean, a few years ago, our kids got to go on a dairy farm. Our kids, you know, got to do some unique things that they never would have had. And so we've used the game of basketball, you know, and I think I'm thankful for Coach King and Coach Vic and those guys that we have those kind of relationships. And of course, I mean, you still have people that come to the game. I hear it in the stands and all of that kind of stuff. But to me, I'm not judging the coach and his team based on fans or people from that community. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's their beliefs. And so I just think it would have been an opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Not only are we going to play the game, but afterwards we're going to go down and sit down for pizza, and we're going to talk about what happened and how that made us feel and why we felt that way, right? And in the end, you know, an hour, 2 hours later, everybody's going to be better for it. And so I think it was a missed opportunity.
Last thing here for you, Larry. Larry McKenzie with us now at North, at Patrick Henry for a long time. This is where the tournament was going to be. This is still the fallout from Jordan and Roosevelt. How concerned are you for your team, for Jordan, for Roosevelt, and for what might happen the rest of the high school boys' basketball season? Because we're sitting here in early January. We got months still to go about other messages that may be sent. Not as much by the players, because I'm really not worried about that at all, and I defer to you on that, but from other people, other adults, who might take this in the wrong direction.
Chad, I think we're on the same page. I'm concerned definitely for, you know, I mean, you know, we've got games coming up with Waseca. I mean, that's going to be played at Norris. And, you know, certainly we're going to be in communication with the coach about, you know, how to – avoid some of these kinds of things as that game is approaching. But no, I think you have to be concerned. I mean, if you're a Minneapolis school, city school, and you're looking to go out state and play in those games, you have to be concerned about how the community is going to respond, who's going to come out. And again, like you said, not the kids, but for the adults. So I think it's going to require some discussions, on both teams or around security and how those things are handled. Because I think there's some folks that, will use this as an opportunity to have their 15 minutes of fame, as people would say.
Larry, really good stuff. I appreciate the insight. We'll stay in touch. I wish you the best of luck on the court, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Chad. Appreciate it.
Larry McKenzie knows this topic very well, formerly at Henry from 97-06, now with North since 2013.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.